you, Lorena. We'll do it again. Jade, I'll see you next week. Tournament Bridge Services, Jade Barrett, and yours truly, Pierre Wolf. We wish you well. Have a great week. We'll see you next week right here on Business Talk Radio Network's America's Dining and Travel Guide.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. A top Yemeni official said Al-Qaeda's chief bomb maker in Yemen was not killed in the U.S. drone strike 2 days ago. U.S. intelligence officials had said that Ibrahim al-Assiri might have been killed. Al-Assiri has been linked to the bomb that authorities allege the underwear bomber tried to detonate aboard a Detroit-bound plane with in 2009. Bank of America says its website is back to normal after technical problems caused 2 days of sporadic outages. The problems began the day after the bank said it would start charging a $5 monthly fee for customers who use debit cards. Protesters who have been camping out in Manhattan's financial district say they have no intention of stopping. The Occupy Wall Street demonstration started out with less than a dozen college students. It has grown to thousands now with people from all across the country. It's now in its third week. I'm Ron Allen.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-893-3027. That's 1-800-893-3027. 1-800-893-3027.
Pakistan's foreign minister says the Pakistan spy agency had nothing to do with the assassination of the former Afghan president, Ruhuddin, who had been leading efforts to bring the Taliban into peace talks. Yesterday, Afghanistan's interior minister made that claim in parliament and said the evidence had been given to Islamabad. Pakistan's foreign minister said the claims are baseless. The remnants of Tropical Storm Lee displaced many Pennsylvania residents last month. Now those people are having a hard time finding an affordable place to live. Workers in the area's natural gas drilling boom have filled nearly every room. Federal disaster assistance does not come close to paying the rent on the scattered vacancies that do exist. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, said it will provide temporary trailers as a last resort to residents who qualify. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
An exiled Libyan Jew, David Gerby, said he's returned to his homeland to rebuild Tripoli's main synagogue.
I broke the wall. The wall that has been so long old. So it's the beginning of hope. Beginning of hope. And I hope that other people will come and join and do the same also for other religion, for other place, for other sites.
Mr. Gerby said Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi expelled the entire Jewish community.
He tried to eliminate the Amazigh language. He tried to eliminate the religion of the Jewish people. So it was not respected. He even destroyed mosques in Misrat and other places. So I want to bring legacy back.
The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new session this week. Here's IRN USA White House correspondent Connie Lawn.
The case with the most impact is likely to focus on Obamacare. The court could hear arguments any time, and the ruling could be expected before the end of the session in June. This will make the ruling more important since it is closer to the elections. Issues of homosexual marriage and adoptive rights may also come up. The court may take up other cases. They could include immigration laws, the definition of indecency on the airwaves, privacy and technology, affirmative action, and other issues. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, Washington.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eggland's Best. In the world of eggs, Eggland's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eggland's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eggland's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eggland's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eggland's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best? Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Big news this week, and the first topic of today's show are the OSHA hearings taking place concerning the death of Don Bronshaw at SeaWorld. Now, recently, I was speaking with a friend, a very smart guy, actually, who's not really involved in the animal rights or animal welfare movement. And the topic of sea parks came up. And I always enjoy opportunities to share my opinions about animal-related subject matters in hopes of educating people. So I mentioned that I believe that housing sea mammals like whales and dolphins in parks such as SeaWorld for performance and profit is unethical and cruel, and that the relatively small tanks they are confined to, bathtubs really, and the practice of disrupting their families and disrupting what is natural to them is very stressful for them. Well, my friend said something to the effect of, well, on the other hand, Lori, allowing children to see these animals close up and in person can teach them to have a greater appreciation for them later. And I actually was a little surprised because even though I know this is a commonly held belief that there's some educational value or kids appreciate the animals more by seeing them in this way, I didn't expect my friend to hold it. So I replied, well, I used to believe that too, but I now know the facts about the sea mammal captivity industry, and there simply is no moral justification for the practice because it's so detrimental to the animals. Well, the death of Don Bronshaw was certainly a tragedy, but one that could have and should have been avoided. These hearings, I hope, will bring to light some of the unacceptable practices that go along with marine parks. Now, later in the show, Brandon Fouché will be sharing his ideas about aggressive dogs, where the behavior comes from, and how he changes it. And you're not going to want to miss this. I'm telling you, this guy is not your typical everyday dog trainer. Brandon takes dogs who are considered to be hopeless cases and really turns them into loving dogs. But now, back to orcas and the SeaWorld discussion. I want to welcome a good friend of the show, Michael Mountain. Michael is president and co-founder of Zoe, It's Our Nature, a multimedia organization whose mission is to cultivate a new and better relationship with our fellow animals. He's also co-founder of Stubby Dog, a nonprofit organization that's working to change public perceptions of pit bulls. Michael was one of the founders and then president of Best Friends Animal Society, the nation's largest animal sanctuary, spearheading the no-kill movement to help bring an end to the mass killing of homeless pets in our shelters. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Dr. Laurie.
Michael, the marine parks are large, profitable organizations, and they apparently bring joy to many families. What are your objections to marine parks?
Well, first of all, they're really circuses more than anything else. I mean, these animals, particularly the killer whales or orcas, are kidnapped, basically, from the wild, from their own families, when they're very young, brought to these places, and then bred in captivity. And whereas the average life, for example, of an orca in the wild is 60, 70 years maybe, the average age in captivity that they have to live is about 9 years. I mean, it's just terrible. It's a terrible life for them. They're used to going out on the oceans and doing their wonderful thing over hundreds and hundreds of miles at a time. And they are cooped up, as you say, in something that's really more like a bathtub.
Yeah, that's really incredible. Michael, describe some of the natural orca behaviors one observes in the wild that cannot happen in the tanks in marine parks.
Well, for example, they live in these large extended family groups, and they're an entirely matriarchal society, so mom rules all. And the male orcas, like Tilikum, the one that you've just been talking about, they stay with their mothers for as long as the mothers live. I mean, they really are mama's boys. Talk about family values. I mean, these guys have it in spades. And then, when it comes breeding time, mama will say to her young son, hey, why didn't you go and pay a visit with that nice-looking girl over there? But they all come back to mom afterwards. And when mother is no longer there, then they'll move over and live with maybe an aunt or a cousin or maybe a sister or something like that. And they just go up and down the oceans. And when they meet other family groups, over the years, the thousands of years that they've been doing this, they've established this very peaceful culture between the different groups. And they all know, we eat this kind of food, you eat that kind of food, and we stay out of each other's way. And there's never been a case, not a single case ever recorded, of a killer whale ever killing a human in the wild. I mean, it has simply never happened. And yet you have all of these cases, one after the other, where they just go, ballistic. They are so frustrated, they're so depressed, they're so angry. And then you get these terrible incidents, like what happened last year.
Yeah. So visitors to these marine parks see orcas in unnatural and controlled environments, which you just described is so horrific and so sad what we do to these beautiful creatures. But some, Michael, would say, well, at least people can see these animals. At least they could see them. Isn't that a benefit to the children that can carry on in positive ways as they get older?
I think it's teaching them exactly the wrong thing. I mean, there was a case, back in the early 20th century, they took an African-American and put him in the Bronx Zoo, and they thought this would be educational for children. I mean, can you imagine such a thing?
<That's> crazy. Yes.
But it's the same thing. I mean, what do you learn about humans by seeing some guy, behind bars in the zoo? I mean, that's not an education at all. Another thing, is that kids particularly just love dinosaurs. I mean, but no child has ever seen a real dinosaur. That doesn't make any difference. One thing that you learn by not necessarily seeing them, in captivity, is that there's a certain mystery. There's a certain you don't get to see them close up in the wild. I mean, I was out on the ocean off the Pacific Northwest in July, and one day we went out and we didn't see anything at all. And that's part of the education too. You're in their territory, and if they come to you, that's wonderful. But if they don't that day, okay, you understand, that's their business.
Michael, recently hearings have begun, conducted by OSHA, on the death of Dawn Bronshaw. Please tell or remind my listeners what happened to her.
Oh, this was just terribly, terribly sad for her. She was by the side of the pool, and he took her, and there's some discussion as to whether he took her by her hair or by her arm, but that's all fairly kind of academic at this point, dragged her into the water and kept her down there for 20 minutes. I mean, it was 20 minutes before anybody could actually get to her. And by that time, I mean, there's a video of what happened, and it hasn't yet been shown in court, but it is, as far as we know, just really, really horrific. I mean, this was one very angry, very frustrated orca, and these guys know what they're doing. I mean, this was the third time that Tillicum had actually killed someone.
So OSHA has charged SeaWorld with willful neglect. What does that mean, and what are the goals of the hearings?
That means that that SeaWorld actually knew that there was a danger, and it deliberately did not take the necessary actions. In fact, one day at the trial, one of the witnesses talked about what they call the Tilly talk, which is a talk that's given to new trainers. And what this person actually said was that they're told that if you get in the water with Tillicum, you're going to die. And that is just a shocking thing to be hearing. And the end result of all of this is a relatively small fine, $75,000, which is kind of chump change to SeaWorld, which, you know, brings in more than $1 billion a year. But what it really means in the long run is that they will not be able to have trainers in the water with the orcas. So you're not going to see these, you know, stunts where the whale suddenly leaps out of the water with a trainer on his nose or something like that. All of that may come to a stop. It also means that the insurance companies are going to be very wary about going on giving out insurance to a company that's been accused of willful neglect. So whatever happens, this is better news for the orcas and not good news for SeaWorld.
Michael, we got to take a break in a few seconds, but just briefly tell us, why is Tillicum still working at SeaWorld? I mean, Tillicum has a history, right? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. He was taken from Iceland, off the shores of Iceland, I mean, off the waters of Iceland when he was about 2 years old. He went to a sea circus in Vancouver, British Columbia, where he killed someone. That's when he was brought down to SeaWorld. What they need him now for is basically for breeding. I mean, he's their best breeding whale. He's a stud, basically. That's what they want him for.
The trainers in SeaWorld frequently are in the water with the killer whales. And even though the whales are trained, they are wild predators. Was there testimony about placing barriers between the trainers and the whales, Michael?
What OSHA is looking for in all of this is saying that you should not have trainers in the water at all unless there is a very clear barrier between them. And this is because SeaWorld says, well, you've got to get in the water to actually help them, the veterinarians, the, you know, inspections, and all of this kind of thing. But there's really only one solution to this, which is to bring all of this thing to a close and actually start a program to get whales like Tillicum out to a marine sanctuary where they'd be in the sea. I mean, you couldn't just dump them back out, you know, in the middle of nowhere, but you can put them back into a marine sanctuary close to the shore where they would at least, you know, be able to swim about, live a life, feel the water, see the sun, all that good stuff.
Now, SeaWorld claims they have a good track record of training the whales, and certainly some of the stunts are pretty remarkable, Michael, but this seems not to be the important point here, which is the animals are inherently unpredictable and natural predators, correct?
They are the top predators of the ocean, and that means that they are very smart, very intelligent, and they actually maintain the health and the balance of the whole ocean ecosystem. I mean, and that is, you know, that's their function in the wild. That's what they do. But in captivity, it's just an entirely different story for them. Back to the education thing. I mean, you're just not learning anything about what they, you know, who they really are and what they really do.
Right. Don't go away. More with Michael Mountain and the sea mammal captivity industry. You're listening to Animals Today. This is your home for serious talk about animals.
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Michael Mountain about the OSHA hearings taking place concerning the death of Don Brandschau at SeaWorld. Michael, have these hearings touched upon, or do you expect them to go into the cruelty angle of the issue, that maybe housing whales in sea parks is inherently cruel, and the confinement induces dangerous behaviors by the whales?
Yes. It's not so much the cruelty angle for the sort of obvious reason, as it were, that OSHA, this is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is concerned about the safety and health of the humans who work there, not so much the orcas. But, as you say, by talking about what it does to the animals themselves, then this touches directly on their behavior with humans. Now, I don't expect anybody at this particular trial to be saying that we should, you know, take the orcas back to the ocean and put them in marine sanctuaries. That's not going to happen at this, because that's not what it's about. But I think it is the thin end of the wedge, and there's one way, incidentally, that we can all participate in this, and it's a very simple little mantra, which is that we say to everybody, don't buy a ticket. This is the one way that we can really all help. And if you really want to, you know, people really want to educate their kids, then this is what they need to say. You know, we just don't go to places like this any more than, you know, these days we don't go to other kinds of circuses to see lions and tigers, you know, having cruel things done to them. So that's what we always say, is don't buy a ticket.
Don't buy a ticket. That's great. Don't buy a ticket and support this sea mammal in captivity industry. So you're touching upon the financial impact possibly here. How about the potential financial impact of the ruling against SeaWorld? Has that come up, or do you expect it to come up during these hearings, or do we just assume that SeaWorld is very worried that a show without trainers in the water and riding on the whales would be less lucrative?
SeaWorld is undoubtedly very worried. We don't know exactly whether there was a connection, but one day after some quite damaging testimony last week, the stock of the company that holds SeaWorld actually really took a dive. So I think this is very dangerous for SeaWorld, and that's why we're so optimistic that this is a really important trial. And in a sense, whatever the outcome, you know, like I was saying before, I mean, this could hurt them with their insurance companies, it could hurt them with in just all sorts of ways.
Now, you mentioned what's not going to happen is that they're going to decide, okay, just let's release the whales back into the wild or into a sanctuary. Why? Why is that not a possibility?
Well, I'm not saying it's not a possibility. I mean, it can happen, and there are indeed plans. I mean, the orca protection groups have got plans already for when this begins to happen, and I think sooner or later it absolutely will happen. It's just not going to happen all at once. And it may very well be that SeaWorld will give up on Tillicum at some point and say, hey, this is just more trouble than it's worth. And this is exactly what we're all rooting for. But there are a lot of these orcas in captivity, and they are the absolute bread and butter. I mean, nobody goes to SeaWorld, you know, to see a harbor seal or something. They go there to see Shamu.
Right.
So this will take some time. But we're absolutely convinced that the writing is on the wall now. This will end sooner or later.
That's wonderful. You know, the former head trainer at SeaWorld, I read, said that Dawn made a mistake in her interactions with Tillicum. Has SeaWorld blamed Dawn as part of their defense?
It is a very kind of clever strategy that they have, which is absolutely, without actually coming right out and saying this was her fault, what they're actually saying in so many words is that she was waving her ponytail around and he got distracted by that and he pulled her in by the hair. And this is why there's been such a lot in the trial, in the testimony, about whether he actually grabbed her by the hair or whether he grabbed her, as many of the witnesses have said, by her arm and slowly pulled her in. And if that's the case, then this is an argument that SeaWorld can't make at all. But whichever way around, yes, they're trying to make this in the sort of nicest possible way into being her fault. And if they can do that, then it means it was trainer error, not SeaWorld willful neglect. But this is a
right.
hard case for them to make at this point, especially with a whale who has already killed two other people.
Exactly. Michael, the hearings are now on hold until November. Any predictions about the outcome you'd like to make?
I think there's a really strong possibility that SeaWorld is going to lose this one. I think that is distinctly on the cards. I mean, they did not do well that first week, last week. And, you know, what is still sitting out there is the possibility that OSHA, the federal government, is going to show the actual video of what happened to Dawn. And that, if they do that, is going to be really, really shocking and a real blow to SeaWorld.
Yeah. And you know what just amazed me, what you mentioned earlier in this hour, is that these orcas do not, or never, I think you said, kill people in the wild.
It has never happened. There's one of them, she's at the Miami Seaquarium. Her name is Lolita, and she was taken from her family back in, I think it was 1972, so she's been at the Miami Seaquarium for 40 years. And she's still, I mean, you know, every one of these different extended families, or pods as they call them, have their own language, their own dialect, which is different from the other extended families, and a very deep culture. And Lolita, who's been at the Miami Seaquarium for 40 years, still every single day is calling out to her own family, which is out there. I mean, I saw their family. They came by when I was out there one day on a boat. And they call out to each other across, you know, 3,000 miles of the United States of America. So she's one of the ones that we really, really want to get back out to a sanctuary. I mean, it's an amazing thing. These are such extraordinary, intelligent, sensitive, wonderful animals, and they need to be together.
Absolutely. And also, just to remind my listeners, in case they missed it, what you said earlier in the hour, that in the wild, these beautiful creatures live an average of 60 years. And then in captivity, it's 9 years. I mean, that's just incredible. So, Michael, tell my listeners, please, again, what we can do to help whales and other sea mammals in captivity. How can we effectively oppose the sea mammal captivity industry?
The one thing we can absolutely all do, Laurie, is very simply don't buy a ticket. Don't go to these shows. If you want to see killer whales, by all means, you know, go out on one of these whale-watching trips, as I did. And one of the killer whales who came up right next to our boat was, she's known by the scientists as Grandma J2, and she just passed her 100th birthday. She's beautiful, she's the leader of the group, and she holds the whole family together. And what you see when you go out in the wild is things that are wonderful and miraculous. And when you go to SeaWorld, you just see a circus. So we say, don't buy a ticket.
Michael Mountain, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Coming up, we're going to talk about dog aggression. And Brandon Boucher is going to join us right here on Animals Today.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Listen, one of the largest problems in dog behavior is aggression. So I'm very pleased to welcome to the show Brandon Fouché, who really has made this his specialty. Brandon is in Los Angeles and calls his approach the Fouché way. Welcome to the program, Brandon.
Well, how are you today?
I'm great. Brandon, why are you interested particularly in dog aggression?
Well, I'm interested in dog aggression because dog aggression is really the highest form of communication that dogs have. It may not be the best, but it's totally understood in the animal kingdom.
And
I believe that... I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I believe that people, they don't understand aggression because of fear. And they must be able to look at fear in a different way. Fear is something that should help us to understand aggression, because through fear, we can get the courage that we need to get over this problem.
So, Brandon, one of the most common reasons individuals relinquish their pets to a shelter is because of a behavioral problem like aggression. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, aggression is one of the biggest problems because it's the most understood of all of the problems that we have with dogs. We don't understand that it's just frustration that a dog has that's generally the frustration that we place on them, and then it's acted out in aggression.
Now, you don't really consider yourself a trainer, right? So what do you call yourself, and tell us what you do?
Okay, I am a rehabilitator. I don't believe in training. Of course, I understand the training. I respect the people that train. But I think training is part of the problem. I believe that training is forcing a dog to do something that they already know how to do. I never met a dog that didn't know how to sit, lie down, heel, calm, follow me, stay away from things that they were afraid of. But they do these things for emotional, hormonal reasons. And when we're trying to train our dogs to do these things, we're actually putting them in a physical position. We're trying to physically control the dog. And pack leaders don't control their other pack members physically. It's really emotional, hormonal. And this is the way that nature has said to do it. Humans, I have found, believe that somehow nature got it wrong. It's just nature didn't understand how this concept of hierarchy was supposed to be in place. And so through training, we've tried to force the dog into positions through positive reinforcement, love and affection, treats, praises, all of the things that push a dog emotionally from a concept of love and affection, but we never talk to the wolf in the dog, because dogs are really wolves in dog's clothing.
Interesting. So go through the process first, Brandon. Who typically calls for your help, and what is the process? How do you help them?
Okay. I typically get calls from people who have gone to other places to get help, either through behavioralists or trainers, and they have found or have been told that it can't be done, and so they come to me. I like those people because I know that they have tried everything that they can think of. They've read all the books, watched all the videos, and now they're ready and open to a different approach, an approach that's going to look at it from the concept of a dog's mind and not from the thought of human beings. So I look at those people as beginners. In my eyes, they're just like the dogs. They're coming into a new world because they're ready to accept a new way of understanding. If you haven't been involved with aggression, I'm talking about the person that brings the dog, if they haven't experienced aggression, they will not be willing and open to what I have to say, because society as a whole doesn't, they think of training in terms of tricks. And training is great for dogs that are subordinate by nature, but dogs that are aggressive, dogs that are alphas, dogs that are subordinates, dogs that are runts, they're not going to accept the training because they are emotionally connected to the environment from the concept of the wolf. And so people don't understand it. So when they come to me, they're ready. I love those kinds of people. I like to think of them as dead dogs walking, because I'm the last step before they're placed in the shelter or destroyed.
That's so wonderful. And when we talk about aggressive behavior, like we're talking about, we're talking about like you taking your dog for a walk and they just want to kill any other person or dog that walks by, or someone knocks at your door and they just want to just tear that person apart if they step in the house. Is that correct? And also, second part of this question, do people unwillingly contribute to aggressive behavior on their dogs?
Well, yes. I'd like to ask the second question first. We contribute to the behavior of aggression in our dogs because we don't understand life in the way nature has intended a dog to process information. We have to understand that nature has intended a dog to look at his environment differently. And what I mean by that is dogs should look at their environment as though it is a predator. But as humans, we teach our dogs to look at the environment as though it is prey. And so they behave in that manner, such as the way we walk them on a leash. Leash aggression, a very big problem. But if we look at it from training or behaviorist, we're trying to stop the dog, prevent the dog from doing it. And I like to teach people to understand why dogs are doing what they're doing. We have something that's called fight or flight syndrome. The moment that you put your dog on a collar and a leash, you take away one of those, which is the flight. And so dogs learn to fight. We are always crossing over territorial boundaries, scent marking that other dogs have placed that say negative things. Dogs that run the street do not walk in the way that we walk them. So it's very important that we understand it from a hierarchy standpoint, not only what the environment is, but where the dog should be walking in proximity to the person. And what I have found is that dogs need to be walking behind the owner, not beside them. Being beside the trainer is a position of equality, which is something that dogs don't believe in. That's a misplaced ideology in the dog's world. Their life is based on hierarchy. So they should be behind you when walking, not beside you. And when a dog is in front, they are in a dominant position. Therefore, they do dominant, assertive things.
Interesting. I can't imagine one or even two of our dogs being trained or being rehabilitated, I should say, to walk behind us when we walk them. That's very interesting. So, again, you're not interested in the typical obedience training issues that we hear all the time, sit, stay, give me a paw. You have a very unique way about you and philosophy. Now, you have a pack of dogs at your home. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I have dogs, and they all comprise of dogs that were to be destroyed. and they live with me, dogs that couldn't be with other dogs. They live in packs. I have multiple packs of different levels of dogs. I like to think of it like a university of different levels and graduate dogs and so forth. And new dogs that come in, they go through the process so that they actually learn how to become a dog again. This humanizing of dogs came through domestication. Domestication was to be able to bring a dog into your home, sleep in your bed, and be on your furniture and share everything with you. That's great for dogs that are subordinate by nature. But those dogs that are emotionally controlled by the environment need a little more. And that's where I come in.
So, Brandon, is it not good for those dogs that tend to have an aggressive behavior to sleep on the bed with you and get up on the couch with you?
Well, no, I'm not saying that they can't do those things, but if your dog is being aggressive to you, then they cannot be in the bed.
Right.
They cannot be on the sofa because they are challenging you. We have actually taught our dogs to challenge us by simply the games that we play with them. See, we think of play, P-L-A-Y, which is something that came out of the thought and concept of the human mind, that this is what dogs are doing. But what they're really doing is trying to determine who is more dominant than the other without actually fighting. It's a mock fight, and that's why it looks the same.
Brandon Fouché, that's BrandonFouché.com. Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Brandon?
Yeah, I think that people, because we are in this phase of no kill, that means we're trying to save every dog because every dog wants to live, then we're going to have a different concept, a different philosophy. The books that are out here now are books that were designed to deal with subordinate dogs. If we're going to save all dogs, then we're going to need a new understanding, another understanding of aggression. They all are just a dog trying to communicate, trying to get us to understand.
Great last point. Brandon Fouché, thank you for coming on Animals Today.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred, or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org. Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free.
All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the total transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
You ain't nothing but a hound
dog. Welcome back to the show. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
What's going on in the news?
Oh, a bunch of interesting things. A guy in North Carolina, he pled guilty to 104 charges of misdemeanor cruelty. He had a home-based puppy breeding business. His dogs were really suffering. He specialized in breeding small dogs and selling them online and in person. His place was raided, and they found French bulldogs, Boston terriers, and other breeds kept in small hutches, some in a barn. No protection from the weather, and the dogs were locked inside.
Yeah, too bad it's just a misdemeanor.
He was given a 45-day jail sentence, but that was suspended by the judge.
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough. He's not allowed to buy or sell animals for 3 years.
Okay.
This
is incredible. There should be stricter laws, right?
You know what? The judge had greater discretion. He could have put him in jail for a
long time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He did not do that. Right.
Okay, so
we need smarter judges.
We need smarter judges. It just depends on who you get that rules the case, right? You can have an animal lover, compassionate person, or someone who really doesn't, think it's that important.
The man said, "I should have my dogs. I didn't do nothing wrong."
Yeah, good. Smart guy.
In a nice new cooperation between the governments of South Africa and Vietnam is being initiated. And they are, as you know, in Vietnam, that's sort of a destination and a crossroads for the illegal trade in rhino horn. And they come from Africa, right? And so the governments are coming to an agreement to work cooperatively to share information and resources to prevent that. Still a huge problem in poaching rhinos for their horns.
Yeah, so sad.
Nice story in which three lions from Panama, from some roadside attraction, it appears, they were just living in cages for years and years, fed by passers-by scraps, just sitting there, rotting. They have been rescued wonderfully, airlifted to the to a shelter, to a sanctuary in Colorado that's called the Wild Animal Sanctuary, previously known as the Rocky Mountain Wildlife Conservation Center. It's 30 miles northeast of Denver, thanks to a FedEx cargo and a whole bunch of people who were involved in rescuing these animals. They are now happily living in Colorado.
That's a beautiful story, but go back. Yeah. How did they get into that position?
Yeah. You know what? My sources have been unable to explain to me how this, how it was there, but they just have been known to be there for neglected, living in these concrete and steel cages for years and years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a weird, weird Panama thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So just a little the nice thing about this sanctuary is that it's open to the public for educational purposes, and they have a system of observation decks and walkways so you can watch the animals in their natural habitats. I know some sanctuaries don't want any visitors, and some, like this one, permit it, and it seems to be a pretty solid place, biggest one of its kind.
Wow.
Yeah.
In their natural habitats, that's key.
Wild Animal Sanctuary near Denver.
Maybe we'll visit it the next time we're in that area.
I would love to do that.
Okay.
Florida now wins the prize for having the most invasive and potentially invasive reptiles and amphibians. We've talked about all the Burmese pythons, for instance, going crazy in the swamp in Florida. They come from the pet trade, more or less, for the most part. And they are just a huge problem in Florida, and they are just being overrun with them. The laws are pretty lax. It is illegal to release a non-native species in Florida, but to prosecute, it has to be, someone has to observe them doing it.
You have to actually watch them.
You have to watch them.
Videotape them, releasing their python.